This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions with you. Hope you're well today. The church today doesn't always have a good reception. Not everyone loves the church, and not everyone is keen to go to the church. I guess it's always had its critics, and there are those who say, I'll have nothing to do with the church. It was one Generation Xer who said, it's not that our generation doesn't believe in God, we just don't believe in the church. Or the comedian who said, growing up as a kid, church was the weekly reminder that there is something in life worse than school. I think that we in the church have got some serious issues to think about and to talk about. I like the writings of a minister named Fred Craddock. The Newsweek magazine once called him one of the greatest preachers of the modern times. He's a theologian, a writer, and Fred Craddock has an amazing way of explaining Christian truths very simply and often in a humorous way. Now, Fred's father was not a fan of the church. In fact, he got especially cranky when it came to talking about the church. He didn't attend. He left that to his wife and kids, but he would complain on Sunday if the lunch was late. The family didn't get home on time. He didn't like it when the preacher would call at the house. He used to say, the church doesn't care about me, it just wants my money. Well, Fred says there was one day when he didn't say that. He was in a veterans hospital, dying. He'd lost a lot of weight, and the doctors actually had to remove his throat. He couldn't speak or eat, but in the hospital room, there were these beautiful flowers, a stack of cards beside his bed, and these cards were from people that he knew in the church. And Fred was there with his father. He couldn't speak, so he got a pen, and his father wrote this verse on the side of a Kleenex box, and the words were from Shakespeare. In this harsh world, draw your breath in pain to tell my story. He wrote that. Well, Fred looked at his dad in the eyes and said to him, Dad, what is your story here? And he said, I was wrong. Yes, he was wrong about the church. It's a simple story because Fred Craddock's father realized that he'd been wrong about the church. It probably was too late, but after years of being cynical towards the church, he had come to see in his last days the concern, love and compassion shown by the people in the church. He'd finally seen it, the love of these people. On his deathbed, he finally saw what the church really was. Mark Twain had said the reason most people don't go to church is because they've already been. Now, that's worth thinking about. It's not that they don't love God. It's not that they don't recognize they've got a spiritual need. Many just don't see churches bringing anything relevant to their lives. They just couldn't be bothered. But, you know, when people in the church suddenly show unconditional love and acceptance, many people's attitude changes. As we say, when the rubber hits the road, when people suddenly realize that, yes, they do care. So how many of the Mr. Craddocks are there out there who feel animosity towards the church, who make judgments, and they might say to themselves and others, well, the church doesn't really care, just wants my money. Now, I have to admit that occasionally they are right. It's sad to say there are times when the church, whatever that denomination is, when the church falls short in its caregiving, when it doesn't do enough for people, it might leave someone out, and of course people will hurt. But I think, generally speaking, this is the exception rather than the rule. Most churches that I know show love and care and compassion toward others. Now the question is, why do they do it? Well, the answer is because the adherents are followers of Jesus and his life. And Jesus was the one who cared for people that he met along the way. And Jesus showed much compassion. In fact, if you read the Bible in the New Testament, it says it over and over again. And in Luke 6, verse 36, Jesus said, you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. That's what Jesus said to his followers one day. And I think, of course, that's the message of the church. Jesus cared for the blind, the lame. He healed them. He cared for the woman who was accused of adultery and saved her from death. He cared for those who were hungry. He cared for the parent and the sick child or the woman who had been bleeding for years. There are just so many stories, the widows, the children. Jesus had time, because he was Jesus, the Son of God. So not everyone will understand it, but I think we have a challenge. Lord, we thank you for the church, and Lord, we thank you for the ministry of care. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.